This thing goes live. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Mindful Muscle Podcast with my host, co-host, Jody. How you doing?
I'm doing great. And if you're new here, welcome. And if you are a repeat fan of ours, thank you for joining us. If you are new here, Gio and I together have gone on our own fitness and transformation journeys. And together we have lost about 140 pounds and have kept it off through fitness.
Yes, and that story gives us a backdrop of to what we're going to be discussing here at the beginning. You know, and even though we're going to be sharing personal things that we have done over this particular weekend, we don't want to necessarily make it about us, but we want to highlight it because we want people to know who are at the beginning of their fitness journey that if you stick with it, you may not necessarily plan out where you want to go with it, but you'd be amazed how life will open doors for you. Not only open doors for you, but may inspire you to tackle things you would have never thought of tackling when you were just starting this fitness journey. And so I want to highlight this one thing. This weekend, I was looking at the Fitbod community, which I use, Jody and I both use their app to track our workouts. And there was this young individual, I forgot the name of the person, but they had a streak of 1 week of working out three times a week. And I encouraged them because there's this old Chinese proverb that I like to use. The longest journey begins with one single step. And so I went back to, I don't remember celebrating 1 week. Not because it's bad to celebrate 1 week, but I just never thought at the beginning of a streak. The whole notion of a streak was a foreign concept to me in the sense that I just wanted to make it to the next day. And to, and for contrast, I'm on a current streak of 133 consecutive weeks of working out 6 days a week. I never set out to start a streak, but here I am. And that's because, as Jody mentioned, we have lost close to 140 pounds and we have kept it off. Jody, give people a little idea of what you conquered today without going too much into details yet. And share with the audience.
This weekend, I decided to sign up for a competition. It's not a bodybuilding competition. It's actually an athletic competition with my friend Lexi from my CrossFit gym. And I also did a color run this weekend.
Okay, okay. So let me share what I did a little bit, and then we'll get into what Jody... See... Jody is a certified personal trainer. So all joking aside, I couldn't let her one-up me. So, no, just kidding. I've actually been studying for the course myself. And today, I took the exam this morning at 8:30 in the morning. And obviously, I'm all happy about it. But let's give it a little... I passed. If you look there, it says pass. I passed. And look, let me share, Jody. I've been studying for this exam for a while. I was delayed. I should have took it a long time ago, but I was delayed because we were moving. We were constructing the house I currently live in. But let me fast forward. Today, I was taking this exam, and I thought I literally thought I was going to fail. None of the questions look like any of the questions from the four times I took the practice exam. And I think I answered it mainly correctly by not knowing the right answer, but by knowing which were not the right answers, right? So it's a process of elimination. Yeah. But you who took the exam and passed it, how'd you feel leading up to the exam and the day of the exam?
Well, for me, I went through a different certification program. I went through ISSA, and they were open book, unlike yours. Mercy. Yes. But I kind of felt similar. They had quizzes in between chapters, and a lot of the questions on the exam, I'm like, I don't remember being asked this in any of the practice quizzes. And for me, like, I purposely picked the anniversary of my dad's passing. He is a big component of why I decided when my health scare happened to have a wake-up call, because he was very sick. And, you know, I wanted to bring a positive into that already hard day. So, yeah, I wanted so badly to pass it. And fortunately, I did.
Yes. No.
And they did not take my picture like yours.
Yeah, I know. If you didn't notice, I didn't even, where did it go? I'll find it here in a bit. But I look like a, all goofy with my glasses and whatnot. But here, and this is, I guess, the crux of the conversation that you and I are going to have. You passed it. I just passed it today. But picture yourself when you had your health scare and you knew you had to make a change. Was there even an inkling in your mind that you would ever be a certified personal coach?
Considering I didn't even think I would get myself under 200 pounds.
Yeah.
That seemed far-fetched, yet alone if a psychic that back then would have said, Jody, you're going to be a certified nutritionist and personal trainer, and you're going to have a fitness podcast, I would be demanding my money back.
And so likewise for me, I just wanted to lose the weight. I just wanted to get in shape. I would have never thought where fitness would have taken me. For example, this is a fitness podcast you and I are doing, but I had an opportunity as well for a while to be a co-host on the Built by Fitbod podcast as well. So it opened doors I would have never known. I did a commercial that was on the internet, a social media commercial. I was flown out to Vegas and did that. You've had other opportunities as well. Mm-hmm. I got invited to be on TV because of the changes I've made. You recently were on a podcast, right? How did that go for you?
Correct. That was amazing. I mean, and for those who haven't listened to Built, that's how Gio and I actually got to know each other real well. It was through telling my story then. And I remember back when we were recording that episode, I was so nervous. I had dry mouth. I was shaking. I don't know if you could tell, but by the time I did Becoming Undone with Toby Brooks, I felt so much more at ease. So even that transition, it's like I'm getting more comfortable telling my story, which is not something that I ever thought I would have a story worth telling to others.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, you know, we did interview you on the Built by Fitbod podcast, and that's where I felt the inspiration of your story. Because I had never known anyone who was your size to actually lose it and be fit and keep it off. See, I think that's the key to our success. It's not that we lost it, because many people have lost it. It's that we have kept it off. And it's opened up doors to us that we would have never had. And that's what I want to... What would you tell somebody? Let me start with you. What would you tell somebody who is contemplating that, which was one of the questions on the exam, contemplating making a change in the fitness area? What would you tell them not only about what doors it could open, but what it could do for their own personality and confidence as it's done for you?
I'm somebody that cannot stand change. Change makes me nervous. Change makes me anxious. But I think that's where people get held back, is that uncomfortable feeling of change. You feel you think that because you feel uncomfortable that you're doing something wrong. But I can honestly say that some of the most amazing changes in my life, especially fitness and health, started with excruciatingly uncomfortable change. And it changed my relationship with myself. I didn't like who I was. And it didn't have to do with my weight. It had to do with my lack of self-love and self-care for myself. I wasn't prioritizing myself. I wasn't taking care of myself. And now that I am, I'm more comfortable in my own skin. And it's a blessing. I don't have a perfect mindset when it comes to self-love, but it is such a gift to be where I am today with my mindset compared to when I started.
Yes. And likewise for me, it's enhanced my discipline in other areas of my life. Knowing that I can stick to a workout regimen 6 days a week, knowing that I can stick to my nutrition 6 days a week, knowing that I have kept the weight off has allowed me to gain more confidence in other areas of my life, whether it be spiritual, whether it be in relationships, because when you feel confident about yourself, you have clearer boundaries in your relationships with other people. And so for those of you who may be contemplating starting something, do it with, like Jody said, self-love in mind, knowing that being physically fit is good for you, but also enjoy the journey because you don't know what possibilities. For those of us who may be joining the podcast right at the moment, I just passed my, look at that dumb picture, Mercy. I just passed my certification to be a NASM CPT certified personal trainer. And if you would have asked me when I started this journey, would I ever be one? I just wanted to get in shape. And now I'm going to have the opportunity. I don't think I'm going to look for a job at the gym. You know, that's not what I got it for. But it's going to allow me to have more credibility on our own podcast. Both of us now are certified personal trainers. It'll give me more credibility when I talk to church members and friends, because I want to take on private clients, you know, maybe 7 or 8 people who really are on fire, coach them online. And that would have never been possible had I not started the journey to lose weight. Yourself, not only are you a certified personal trainer, what made you also get the nutrition? Because that's the next certification I'm going to get. But why did you add the nutrition?
I absolutely love fitness and I love the process and the journey, but my passion is more on the nutrition because I feel like that is the hardest thing. And there's so much noise out there with, oh, carbs are bad, or this is bad, and this is bad. And I want to cut the noise, because if everything is bad, then people don't even want to try. If everything's bad, then why don't just keep do what you want and eat whatever you want and continue on the path of unhealthiness? No, I want to help somebody find a sustainable way of doing it. And I think that's where I can really thrive, is help cutting the noise and helping them be sustainable.
Let me ask you, knowing your background, what perhaps impetus or maybe thinking about it, did your previous experience with Weight Watchers inspired you to go down this nutrition path, if any?
Even though I did find success with Weight Watchers, it was still an unhealthy mindset when it came to food. Earlier this year, I started really getting into smoothies, and that was something that I avoided on Weight Watchers because I don't know, they changed their plan every 2 seconds. I don't know if this is the current, but in their eyes, most fruits are 0 points. They don't track calories, they track points. But if you make it into a drink, all of a sudden those 0 point foods become 5 point foods, or they have point value. And the mindset is, it's much easier to drink a pound of strawberries in a smoothie versus sitting down and eating a pound of strawberries. But that mindset made me not want to have smoothies because I'm like, oh, when it's a drink, it's bad. That's not right. That's not normal. No. I think that experience really made me avoid a lot of high nutrient dense foods because avocados had points. So I would avoid guac and avocado, and it's just, there's so much nonsense out there. I think my nutrition background will help me help those cut the noise so that they can not be afraid of eating certain foods.
Yeah. And that's why I want to get the nutrition certificate too. And I already, it's funny, I'm a glutton for punishment. I finished the exam. It was from 8:30 to 10:30. I finished half an hour earlier. I went for a walk and then I came back and started studying for the nutrition exam. And then and then after an hour of that, I said to myself, yo, take a break. And so I said I wasn't going to put it up, study it till tomorrow. But here's why I bring that up. For those of you who are on the beginning, look, we spoke to Kaylee and Sarah. Whoa. Kaylee says she has no inklings of becoming a certified personal trainer. But she started her journey because she knew it was good for her health. But now it's led her to have a wonderful podcast. And so what Jody and I are trying to get across is enjoy the journey. You don't know what doors it can open. And to me, more importantly, I would have never met my co-host Jody. She is from Pennsylvania. I live in Texas. I'm a minister. She's not a minister, right? We're both married, so we wouldn't have met in a singles place, right? And so it was through fitness that connected us, that drawing, that knowing that our stories are similar. And look, regardless of the certification of personal trainer and all that, the people you meet make the biggest difference. And meeting her, meeting, people like the people from FitBod, Jonica, other people, Carlos, Billy, Samantha, Jacqueline, by the way, who ran a half marathon today in a good time. It's the people you meet. And last thing I'll say about my certificate and the fact that I am a NASM certified personal trainer now is that your fitness journey will get you to meet people that can become friends either for a season, for a reason, or for a lifetime. But meeting new people is always worth it. And I love that about fitness, and I love that about my journey. Before we transition into your thing, what's an overarching, I think, theme that you have seen in your life when it's come to this fitness journey you've been on?
Some of the most, I'm going to copy basically what you said. Some of the most amazing people in my life, my favorite people, are people I would not have met if it wasn't for this journey, whether it be through the FitBod community or CrossFit or my other gym. I am just beyond blessed that these people are in my life, especially Samantha, which she's one of my favorite people in the whole world. I can tell her anything, and I wouldn't have met her if it weren't for my journey or her own journey. Same thing with her.
Yes, yes. And that's what the beauty of fitness. And I guess I am going to add one more thing. There is something about our fitness community, whether it's the F5 Challenge or FitBod or any fitness community, where people are truly supportive. I love it when I either take a picture or I have a new PR, and no offense to my close buddies who I've known since the seventh grade, sometimes I send them something and they're like, yawn. No, because they're not into fitness. But when you send it to your fitness community, man, they cheer you on. They're all ecstatic and happy about it. And that leads me to this question. Here you are in the bed. Your health scare, the medical bed, your health scare. Would that Jody ever thought of doing what you just did this weekend. Let the audience know what you did and what made you get into that, because I think you're crazy. Because
oh, you only know part of the crazy. So yesterday I did a color run. It was supposed to be a 5K, but when I looked at my watch after I was done, it was only 2.58 miles, which bugged me to no end. Yeah. But it wouldn't have bugged me if it wasn't for the fact that I'm so into fitness that I was like, this is cheating. This isn't right.
But it was short.
A color run. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It was a color run. I don't like cardio, but it was through my local SBCA. Last month, we unexpectedly had to say goodbye to our cat Gizmo. So it was in his honor. And, you know, if I don't like cardio, but you add a good cause or something fun, like throwing color at people.
And here we go. Mercy. That's what we get for living in the woods. Big thunderstorm. The lights flashed. Okay, where were we, Jody? We were talking about, hey, do you mind if I show your picture of the color run?
Sure.
There we go. This was her in her color run. Now, why is this specifically called a color run?
Because during throughout different spots of the course, there are volunteers that are throwing, I guess it's colored chalk or powder, and they're just throwing it at you, and it's just a fun thing. But it was through the SPCA, so a lot of people had dogs with them, and the dogs had goggles on their little faces so they wouldn't get it in their eyes. It was so awesome.
This is a beautiful cat. Who, in honor of, you had the cat for how long? 18 years, right? Close to 18?
Almost 18. And I know that's a very long time, but it wasn't like a sudden decline. We think he had a stroke that weekend, and we didn't know it was going to be his last day with us. So, but I got to run. Yes, it was under 3 miles, but I was able to do it without stopping, which is so amazing. I might not enjoy running, but I love that I can physically do it. Now, if that isn't crazy enough,
but before you go to your new endeavor here, let the audience know. I mean, you suffer from asthma, so how has losing the weight and getting healthy improved that? Because we may have people listening who suffer from asthma.
It's funny, like when I first started going to the gym, I would have my inhaler with me and I would be so embarrassed, but it's nothing to be embarrassed about it. As unfortunately, I'm never going to get rid of it, but it is significantly better than it used to be the more I do cardio regularly. And even when I had COVID last October, I had zero breathing issues, and I'd hate to see how bad it would have been if I wasn't taking care of my health like I am currently versus the version of me from years ago. So yeah, it's fair that I need my inhaler. Sometimes I do, and I always keep it on me just in case, but it is significantly better than it ever used to be.
That's awesome. And it's, once again, it started back then. So like you said, the Jody back then would have never pictured you running now. What crazy thing did you sign up for now?
My local gym, Alpha Flight Fitness, they are doing a competition called Alpha Wars. I've never attended. I've especially have never participated in it, but my friend Lexi and I are
Hello,
going
everybody.
To do
Welcome.
It.
Sorry. Go ahead.
It's going to be 5 events. We're a team, her and I. There's going to be an event where we have to bench press or deadlift or curl or squat half our body weight. We have to pick 2 of those events. There's an event where she's going to have to carry me across the parking lot, or I'm going to have to carry her across the parking lot, or we squat while holding the other person. There's farmer's walk, yoke walk, burpees, pull-ups, tire carry, weighted pop squats, bandit sides, walking lunges with like half our body weight. We are going to do this, and the winner gets a free 1-year membership at the gym. But I just want to see if I can do it. And
Yeah, you're nuts.
And we are taking it so serious. We decided to sign up, and her and I are going to start planning our strategy for winning. The competition's June 1st, but it's funny. One of the events where we have to pick who's going to do what exercise, and pull-ups was one of the exercises. And she's like, "That's you, Jody."
Yeah.
Me, years ago, do you remember in the 80s when we had to do those fitness assessment tests?
Yes.
With like the kids today.
Yeah, kids don't know what that is. How many push-ups and sit-ups in a minute?
And you would have to try to do a chin up, or at least like see how long you can keep your chin over the bar. I would always go right down. I wouldn't even be like a second. So it's like crazy that kid me could never do any of this stuff, but 42-year-old Jody can do pull-ups and chin-ups, and I'm voluntarily doing this stuff. It's insane. It doesn't matter if I come in last. I want to try. I want to see if I can do it. And you only know if you try, right?
Yes. And that's the beauty of fitness. Because look, I work out at home, so I obviously don't have these kind of type of competitions to join. I mean, I could join, but like I'm not aware of them because I work out at home. But there was something that was trending a couple of weeks ago. And my wife, I made her made a video of the stats say that a average female cannot do a single pull-up, not even one. And here you are after losing 231 and you lost close to 90 pounds. How does it feel being not a normal woman? Because you could do several pull-ups. And so what would you have told, you know, pre-fitness Jody about doing pull-ups?
Considering I absolutely love Terminator 2 with Linda Hamilton, doing those chin-ups in the asylum, I thought she was amazing for that. So to be able to turn around and do that is just incredible. And yeah, it's funny too, like you said, most women can't do it. The normal average woman can't do it. Like, that's one of the reasons I don't drink. I used to drink alcohol because that felt like that was what you're supposed to do. That's the social norm. And then I thought to myself, I do a lot of things that aren't socially normal. So if I don't actually enjoy it, why am I doing it? I'm not made to fit in with everybody else. Yeah. I'm on my own path and journey, and it's not a judgment against anybody that chooses to do it. It wasn't making sense why I was doing it when I didn't like it and just to be normal.
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, having just passed my CPT exam, you know, we are all familiar with the micronutrients, right? Fat, protein, carbs. I didn't realize, right? So fat is how many grams? Now I'm drawing a blank here. Is I know carbs and proteins are, what is it, 4 calories or something for it? Man, seriously drawing a blank here. But I just found out that alcohol is 7. Like, I didn't realize how much calories there are in alcohol.
Yep.
And yeah, I mean, I don't drink for health reasons and religious reasons and all that. But man, if there's a reason to give up alcohol, it's just for that. Talk about wasted calories, man.
I'm a snacks girl. I like food.
Yes, exactly. Give me something to chew on. So when does this competition take place?
June 1st. So I know originally I told you my availability for this week for podcast planning, and that is why I'm not available after 3 o'clock on Mondays and Fridays, because her and I are going to meet together and we're going to figure this out. We want to go into it trying our best. So that's what we're going to do. And she's a little older than me. I think she's absolutely badass for doing this with me.
Yes. Hey, look, and that's the thing. Once again, before now we transition here to an announcement that we wouldn't want to make, but we want to get as much support as possible. To wrap this up, to anybody listening, get in shape, get in the best shape of your life for you. Not for me, not for Jody, not for your husband, not for your kids. Do it for you. But the confidence, the change that will take place in you and the doors it will open and the people you will meet, you will not regret. And that's why we decided to share that when I started my journey, I would have never thought I'd become a certified personal trainer. And Jody, I mean, you're doing some crazy stuff, stuff you wouldn't have imagined doing, right? Because you and I, none of us like running, but you're a little crazier than I am because you actually do it every once in a while. I only run if something's chasing me.
That's what I used to say. I used to say that all the time, along with, I can't believe people purposely wake up early to go to the gym. I used to say things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now look at me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is what we're looking at. She lost 90 pounds. She's a certified personal trainer and a nutrition coach. So I still got one certification to catch up, which is nutrition, and we'll keep you guys posted. And but let's talk about our friend Maggie. This is Maggie in the middle. I wish I had a better picture, but that's her right there. And this is when we interviewed her. And she has a wonderful story, a no-can-do, nothing is going to stop her story. For those of you who haven't listened, you can find her podcast on our YouTube channel or on Spotify, iTunes, or whatever you listen to your podcast. You guys are close friends. Let the audience know what's going on. She's given us permission to seek prayer and all that. Let the audience know what's going on with our wonderful friend Maggie.
She has an upcoming doctor's appointment, which may lead to potentially getting surgery down the road, but there's still a lot of unanswered questions at the moment. So I think the best thing we can do is pray for her, or if you don't believe in prayer, which I hope you do, but if you don't, positive vibe, something to her, because she really is, not only is her story inspiring, she is just an amazing human being. She's always been supportive for me and others. So she's just a vibe on her own. She's a genuine, kind human being. And I'm going to be praying for her and hoping for the best possible outcome and answers, because I think that's frustrating when you have a medical situation is not knowing what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And her doctor's appointment. So what's happening specifically? Well, her story is that she's a type 1 diabetic since they diagnosed her at 4 years old, I believe, from when we interviewed her. She also has a heart issue, but she doesn't let that stop her. She is physically fit. She is an inspiration to the Fitbox community and to Jody personally, because they're friends. I haven't met Maggie personally, in person, I mean, but obviously we are friends on Facebook. And so on May 6th, she's going to have a doctor's appointment, because what's happening with her heart is a thickening of the heart. And if it continues to grow, obviously, it can stop blood flow and cause other complications. And so they're deciding basically whether they're going to have to go in and operate. And anybody who knows anything about heart operations, you know, they cut you and they open you. And it's a delicate procedure. But one thing she said on Facebook in our community, it's something that she told her mother. If getting on insulin and minding my diet has helped me with my diabetes, then I could only come out stronger if they fix this issue in my heart. So she's already thinking positively. And that's what I want. I want the F5 Challenge community. Well, I always butcher this thing. The F5 Challenge community and the Fitbox community to lift her up in prayer, specifically for May 6th, so the doctors can let her know what the game plan is moving forward, because we want the best for her. And as a friend and as a guest of the podcast and as a friend personally to you, we don't want to see anybody go through any difficulties. Any last word on Maggie before we begin to wrap up?
Just, I love her.
Yes. Yes.
I really and that's do. What it, you know, do you tell your friends that? Make it weird. Say it often. I mean, because life is short. You never know.
Yes, exactly. Now, we're going to be wrapping up here, a little shorter episode today, but let the audience know about the special guest we have coming on May 5th. You mentioned her name earlier. Give us a little teaser about that. And then about a special recording with a guest that we have on May 12th.
Yes. So we are going to have Samantha on. She is one of my favorite people that I've met through from the FitBod community, but she's had an amazing transformation of her own. But also, her and I have felt comfortable confiding in each other when her and I have body image issues. And from that, we decided to make a body image positive support group, because we were finding that our feelings of body dysmorphia was more common than we realized. It's just something that a lot of people don't talk about. They suffer in silence. So we want to talk about those issues, because we're finding it doesn't matter the size of your physique, how much muscle you have, your gender. It's not specific to one body type or one gender. It's such a common issue, but I think talking about it and normalizing just makes it easier to deal with it.
Yes. And once again, I passed my CPT. You know, women do, according to the CPT exam, women do suffer more from gender dysphoria. However, men do too. And so we're in our conversation, we'll highlight that, because even sometimes I never think I'm making... No, not never. But there are often times where I myself think I'm not making any progress in the gym. And that's when I have to go back to the pictures and look, no, Gio, you are making progress, which is why people who take a lot of pictures in the fitness, they're not doing it for vain reasons. It is actually like a safety net. So you can go back and realize, no, you are making progress. So it's not only women, but men as well have these issues. And so we're going to be having a conversation with Samantha, who, by the way, Jody and Samantha are actually characters in a movie. What was the name of that movie?
Thelma and Louise.
Because I actually met Jody and I met Samantha in person when we had a FitBod retreat in Tucson, Arizona last year. And so they too were like Thelma and Louise, peas in a pod. So once again, going back to our earlier conversation, people I would have never met had it not been for entering this fitness journey. Now, the next guest on May 12th, which will be pre-recorded because that's Mother's Day weekend and we want to give Jody, and I want to celebrate my wife as well. We want to give Jody a night off for Mother's Day. But anyway, who's the next guest? Unique person that we have never met?
We've never met. I've only talked to her through Messenger, through a podcast community. But she used to be homeless, and now today she's a certified personal trainer and coach, and she's a big believer in mindset and how that can really change your life. So I'm looking forward to meeting her and hearing that story. It just sounds like it's going to be an inspiring, good story.
Yes,
that's,
and once again,
a significant change.
Once again, think about it, people. She went from homeless to now being on a podcast inspiring people, and she's a certified personal trainer. So it shows you that fitness is not just about your body. It's about your mind. And as a minister, I'm telling you that it's also about your soul. It changes you inside. You begin to see people differently in that perspective. Anybody, regardless of age, gender, weight, whether they're overweight or underweight, If they're at the gym, that's a different type of mindset, because it takes a lot of discipline in this world to take care of your body. Jody, let me give you the last closing thought and we'll wrap up this episode.
One of my favorite quotes is, "The moments that break you make you." And for me, I like that. I am so grateful for that health scare, because I wouldn't know you, Gio. I wouldn't know so many amazing people in the community. And my relationship with myself would be very different if it hadn't happened. It would be terrible. It would have been sad and quiet. And I probably would have wound up having more health issues if I didn't wake up at that moment. So I'm beyond grateful. So just remember that even when moments are rough and scary, it's temporary. So you can get through it. This too shall pass.
Yes. And that's why we're here. So if you want to be a guest on the podcast, if you want to just get some advice from us, you can reach us at our Instagram handles, GeoMarin7 in Instagram. I don't even know how to pronounce your thing, so let the audience know.
Olivia Chaos, but yeah. It's Chaos with a K. I've had that since I was 19 years old, so my brain can't retain a new username. So we're just going to stick with that.
And if you want to reach us by email, it's mindful.muscle.podcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Now we're both certified personal trainers. We're willing to give you any advice we can, because not only did we lose the weight, we have kept it off, and we have met a bunch of people that we care about through fitness, and it can change your life in many ways. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Mindful Muscle Podcast. Please subscribe, hit the notification bell, and follow us on all podcast players. Until next time, take care.